Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Oh, yes. Hello. My name is Lori Passmore, and I'm actually just very confused. I have been getting, I should have been dealing with this sooner. I've just been really swamped off my feet here, but I've been getting like order confirmation things or something from www.elite14.com, and then it says below free leggings Elite 14, $14.95, and I've been getting charged this, and I think this is more than once, and I've never ordered anything, and I've never received anything. I have no idea what this is about.
Okay, let me get an account pulled up here for you so I can see which program you've gotten into.
Okay.
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
Sure. I'm in Canada, so it's 780-660-0515.
Okay, thank you. And what did you say your last name was again?
Passmore, P-A-S-S-M-O-R-E.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do have an account pulled up here for you. Just for security purposes, would you verify that street address?
Sure, it's 50 Summer Court Road, Sherwood Park,
okay,
Alberta, T. Sorry, what's my postal code? T. Okay, boy, it's a long day. T8H2
okay.
Victor 9.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I do see that you, a while back, you opted in to one of our free legging programs. Basically, you pay $14.95 a month, and that is just the charge for shipping and handling, and you receive a free pair of leggings. But you say that you have not received anything in the mail?
No.
I know that due to the pandemic that a lot of stuff got, like, really slowed down, but I would imagine that you would have received something.
No, and it keeps saying that I'm getting, like, I'll have to go back into. I just forwarded one to work because I'm at work today. And this one, this last one was order 872966. I definitely did not really order anything.
Okay.
Well, and I think I've been billed more than one time here. Like, I think that because it's a Visa that I have, I don't usually use. It's just for my Costco, and I'm just way behind on my own personal stuff because I'm just barely having, like, I probably have over 300 emails in my inbox because I'm just really, really swamped right now. I'm not one of the, I'm still working through this, and if anything, I'm, so many people aren't, so I unfortunately am picking up the slack, so it's just insane.
Oh, hey, I fully understand. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Bear with me just a moment.
Thank you.
Let me look into a few things here on my end because I do see that they have actually been shipping stuff to you. I've got tracking numbers, so I'm running those tracking numbers to see.
Yes, I want to.
Did these get held up, or you know what happened?
Because it's just how many like are these leggings I'm getting? Like I don't like how many? Like how many are you talking about? That's funny. Sorry, I just actually usually order. If anything, I order off. I'll go in and get a Lululemon. So just because you know
I don't have like six pair so far.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never. So you have 50. Okay, I'm going to go look at my driver's license just to make sure I got the right postal code. But 50 Summer Court Road, Sherwood Park, Alberta, T8H2 Victor 9. I have never received anything. And just so you know, like my daughter is was in university, and so she is home like every day. And I've been working. Yeah.
Okay. Well, bear with me. I'm still looking into things here on our end.
Sure. And actually, I'm at work, but I went into what would your guys' email like? What should I call it? Elite, and maybe I'll just search how many times.
It is Elite. Elite 14. Elite 14.
Mhm. Okay.
And that is, you know, each time that you've received an email from us, we have. We billed you the $14.95 and shipped out a pair of our new compression type leggings and just kind of
oh my god, I remember ordering something like that like forever ago, but not like on a monthly, and no, I never got it.
Okay.
That was back in March before any of this really happened.
I'm still looking into stuff here on my end so far.
Oh, this is why. Look at this. I have three emails that went to spam. Like went to the junk mail, and then for some reason I got this confirmation May 19th.
Yeah, that's the most recent one.
And that's the only one I've received. The rest, because what I did was I just like did a, you know how you can do a search and it'll look at all areas. So then it just indicates to me that these ones were all in spam. Okay, I wonder what I have to do now. I'm not very techno savvy. Maybe
I should. With me. I'm still looking. I've got to look over a few things here on my end before I can do anything. I'm running the tracking numbers here to see.
Thank you, because I never got them.
Yeah. Well, so far, the past ones that I've done are not showing anything up on my end either. It's saying information unavailable for the April and May shipments.
That's not right.
These do come from China. So, you know, with the pandemic and everything that's going on, we have had, unfortunately, a lot of problems as far as them getting our product out and getting it to customers in a timely manner and stuff like that. So, bear with me. I'm just going through.
Geez, and I totally forgot about that because that literally was like 3 months ago.
Right. Let's see here.
Six pairs? I don't even have six emails. Even in spam, I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I only have 4.
Okay.
So you have emails from even, wow.
I'm sorry, I've got to go through each one. Maybe
that's okay.
This way and make it a little bit easier. Let's try this. Oops. That's not pulling up anything either. Okay. Go back.
Oh, I'm just looking at mine. One of them, I'm just writing down the order number because that would be what you need, right? I only have 3 order numbers.
Okay.
I have 872966 and 869643 and 865716. Those are the only 3 that I have.
Yeah, that's the March, the April, and the May right there. All right, so I'm looking in to see.
But you said I had 6.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the last 3 on those order numbers. You actually
you mean
started
I have
up
more?
The account. Let's see here.
Oh, my God.
Back in December. So you had December.
Oh, my. I remember that was like for
March, April, May.
January. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. So this one, I mean, you know, normally we would offer like a 30-day extension to customers.
I didn't even get an email regarding that because everything would come up no matter what.
Right.
And it never
and
came
if
up.
If I could get our corporate office involved and find out, you know, where these tracking numbers, I mean, I've got tracking numbers, but I'm not showing anything updated as far as the shipping goes. I mean, I could extend the account out a good 60 days and, you know, see if we could find out what in the world has happened with all these that they say that they have shipped and I have tracking numbers for, but when I go to pull it up, it's not giving me any information unless I'm looking it up in the wrong place. But as far as I knew, they all track through this because they all come from China.
Right. Do you have the order numbers for February, January, and December? Because I don't have those. I'd like to at least.
I do.
If you
yes,
don't mind, because I never even got emails because they would have come up,
yes.
No matter where they are in the system. So they, no one even sent me anything. Cause, and I do recall that now from like a million years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you should have an email for each. Sometimes they'll go into like junk or spam folders because.
No. Because look, when I searched Elite 14, it brought up.
Mm-hmm.
The current one, and that's why I'm all of a sudden calling, but the other one, the other two were in spam, so it was in junk mail.
Okay, right.
So, but it still showed me them. It showed, like, when you do a search in your email. So I've never got anything for December, January, or February, even confirmation of anything.
Okay. The order number from February is 859943.
Mm-hmm.
The one from January is 850574.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one from December was 842112.
Okay. So that's, well, I hope, can you please put a cancel on any future orders? And that,
okay.
Do you realize I've paid $89.70 and I've gotten nothing?
I definitely understand, and I was,
okay.
I'm going to send something up to our corporate office as far as the shipments go. Some of them may still just be in transit. I mean, they have to get on a ship, and
I don't want
across,
them.
And then once they get to customs, I know right now it's taking forever for stuff to clear through.
But I really don't want anything like that's. I don't wouldn't want 6 months worth of something like, I never even got an email. And I didn't know it was an ongoing thing. I was just,
okay. Yes,
it was a one-time thing, I thought, and I just never got it.
If you would like to still try them out, I mean, I could go as far as a 90-day hold. That would give ample time for any shipments that are out there now to arrive in your mailbox. I just wanted to let you know that was an available option if you didn't want me to
for
cancel
one pair.
Out the account.
Well, yeah, but I don't want it. Like, I never got anything, so this 90-day hold, is that, so the chance that I might get one pair?
Well, I would hope that you'd get more than that, but, it's just, at this point, it's just up to you as to how you would like for me to proceed. I can, cancel out the account going forward, and, I'd be happy to see what I could do as far as a refund on some of the most recent charges for you.
But I'd still have to pay for ones that, but I never even got an email.
Yeah, so you should have an email back from, you received the emails from the March, April, and May, so I'm not sure why you didn't receive emails from the prior months, because it's all done through an automated system. It's not like, an agent forgot to send it or, it happened automatically.
Well, that is weird. Maybe it wasn't really activated because it's not activated until January. I don't even, I only have those three. I just have those three numbers.
Yeah.
That's it.
What I can do, I'm allowed to go back up to 3 months in our system. I'd be willing to issue a refund for the March, April, and May charges of the $14.95 and get those out of the way for you.
And then just ask them what they can do for me for the other one?
Yeah, as far as getting the rest of it out to you and finding out what the problem is. So,
yes.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. Let me get those refunds issued, and then I'm going to go from there.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm so sorry that you had to go through all this. I had no idea that it was taking this long for some things to get out.
Well, and the thing is, because I never got an email until May, because even March and April's went into spam mail, so it went into the junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first email that I have, and then I'm like, what is this? And then I think I remember seeing it on a Visa, but it's... It's just been, I've been really, really involved.
I understand. Okay.
Especially during these times, maybe they would, because I really kind of, and I definitely didn't know that was something that was ongoing.
I understand. And we're going to take care of stopping that. So there will not be any further charges but you should still receive the other leggings, you know, that you were billed for prior to these 3 months on refund.
But what's the chances of that? I mean, that was December.
Yeah.
I mean, it's June.
I'm gonna send a request up to our corporate office to have somebody reach out to you concerning those.
Yes.
You know,
especially if you have no record of it being sent, then I shouldn't be getting
right.
that.
I mean, it's like we've got tracking numbers showing that it's being sent, but there are no, like, updates on the tracking numbers. There's some stuff written in Chinese that I can't read, and, you know, so it is somewhere. It may still be either on the ship on its way over or still in China in quarantine. I don't know. You know, but our corporate office, I know they have more direct access to information than I do.
Okay.
So, you know, I will definitely get someone to give you a call or something,
okay.
Send you an email, you know, and let you know this is what's happening, this is what you can expect, or this is what we're going to do to fix it, you know.
Okay. So then you're going to set me up, though, to be refunded on
the
latest three. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's $44.85, and then that'll just go reverse onto the Visa?
It will, yes, ma'am. You'll see that credit within 3 to 5 business days, and I'm going to have a confirmation number here for you in a minute for the refund.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm still here with you. I'm just working on the account.
That's okay. I'm going to try to get this going because...
And I tell you, I mean, with everything the way it's been with the pandemic and shipments being slow, it may just be that one day all of a sudden a bunch of leggings are going to show up at your door and, you know, you just have a nice surprise, but... You know, we're still going to get the corporate office to look into it on their end and see what they can find out.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
What is your name?
My name is Wendy.
Wendy? Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. And just to confirm, your email address, is it lori.sarah@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's
a good deal.
One of, yeah, it's my daughter. I just have so many things linked to it. She's in university now, but that was the email through school and soccer and all a million things they do.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Okay, and I do have that confirmation number here for you if you would like to write this down.
Yes, I would, Wendy.
All right. It's actually your May order number, but with a C in front of it for canceled. So it's C872966.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Keep an eye on your email, you know, for someone from our corporate office to be contacting you as far as the shipments that have already gone out and any additional refunds there.
Okay, that's great. And so should I give a phone number in case?
Definitely put a phone number on here if you would like for me to. What phone number would you like for them to call?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, do they ever call?
Sometimes, I'm not sure. I mean, we don't normally do too many outbound calls here at the call center, but, I mean, corporate office is up to them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my cell phone is 780-660-0515.
780-660-0515.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And I think that I've got everything else that we'll need. I'll just go ahead and get this sent over to them. And
thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. We thank you so much for calling into Elite 14 VIP, and I hope that you have a great day.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye.